Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice.
With Lou Merlone.
I'm just doing what I do. And what I do is score.
Christian Fourier.
I see those grizzly bears down there. Let's make the sex with them.
And Glenn Ordway.
Only one reason. Sex.
Some say the Patriots have a good quarterback room.
And I think it'll be a great quarterback room for them. I think they have great competition in the room.
In the wise words of Teddy Bruschi. Based on what?
Man, get out of here.
We've got Big Deal, No Big Deal, and OMF ups to send you into the weekend. Now it's time for OMF.
You excited?
Woo!
On EEI.
Let's go!
Look at it this way, fellas.
That's the way it should start.
At 2:06 today, we will exceed our workflow for yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought yesterday was an outstanding show.
I do, too.
Six and a half minutes.
Strong.
Six and a half. So it's been a while. It's been a while. Called a very long game the other day, yesterday. Yep. So it's been a while since you've been on.
Well, you
have to get to.
You've been working. It's Christian and I that are slacking here, right?
I mean, not really. Yeah. I would say
that. You said that.
You know, I was actually in the office. Wasn't physically doing anything.
Up
so I was ready to go.
Up his stuff.
You were here?
Were you?
I was here, yeah.
For 6 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, he was there.
Got here. I kept looking at the clock. I'm like, okay, I should probably leave now. I probably leave now just in case. Depending on how
you were thinking maybe 4:30 like it has been.
Sure.
You were here the whole time and sat around and did 6 minutes of radio.
Not this game.
You know why? Because I love my job, Lou.
Please.
I love being in the building.
How pissed were you?
So many people to talk to.
How pissed were you in the, like, seventh, eighth, ninth inning? How pissed were you?
Well, at that point, I was like, screw it. Like, it was more fun to see how short of a show we could do. So I wanted it to go into extras just to say, you know what? Screw it. Who cares? But here we are.
So I got good news for you, big fella, because you were unable to throw Big Deal or No Big Deal at us yesterday. We moved it. We're going to let you do it today. Not getting out with it.
You know, it's a Friday. It's nice. And we got some big topics you should be concerned with, by the way, for this weekend. So pay attention.
No. And your kids died, too?
Yeah. We got some of that
stuff. That's all in play.
I'm glad you got your vaccine shots, but good night.
It's not going to matter.
So wait a minute. I wasted my time getting the vaccine shots. My life is going to go kaput.
We'll get to that at 4:30. That's a little tease for that. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, and your kids die, too.
Close out the show as they do on every Friday. So let's start with some football. Since we never get to football yesterday, we had 6.5 strong minutes of baseball. Let's get to football. Patriots, as everybody said, uncharacteristically aggressive offseason, right?
Yeah,
never before. Look at all the money they spent. They got a quarterback in the first round, number 15. So here are the odds of the Pats making the playoffs.
Yeah, what is?
This is Bet Online, right? Yes, plus 125.
What?
No, minus 155.
Jesus. Those are like basically some heavy odds that they're not making the playoffs.
Yes.
Are you surprised by that?
Yes.
Like, I feel like, but here's the thing. Do we feel like last year, like nationally, everybody was maybe a little too optimistic because we hadn't taken, I don't care what it is. Bill Belichick team, please. I don't care who the quarterback is. Look what he did with Castle. Look what he did with this guy. He won game with Brissett. Look, he'll win game. He'll make the playoffs. Last year, I felt like, and we knew who the quarterback was. The odds to make the playoffs, I think, were a lot higher. I would guess but most people thought they'll compete for the East. They're a playoff team. Some people thought they were a threat in the AFC East.
Here's what happened.
And now this year, all of a sudden, it seems like it's kind of the other way.
So here's what happened, though. Buffalo came out of hiding and made themselves a legitimate division winner, and they're the best team in the division. Miami teased you for a good portion of the season to the point you can put them in the same conversation with New England. And, oh, yeah, there is the third one. Cam Newton is still your quarterback, well, at least of right story. Now. Right?
That's the difference. Last year you believed in Cam. I think most people, other than like his followers, his people that love him, watched last year and said, nothing's going to change. I don't care who they brought in here. Nothing is going to change. And this goes back to, if I'm Robert Kraft, like, aren't you sort of sitting there saying, what? Oh, you know, you maybe can play the whole, oh, now nobody believes in this card. You know, they used to do that when they were 14-2.
Oh, God.
And the number one seed, they used to do that then. Please. So now nobody believes in us. But if you're Robert Kraft and you spent the kind of money that you spent on this free agency on day one, you want to go out there, you want to see people saying that they're still not a playoff team?
Well, let me ask you this. So I'm going to list off the playoff teams from this past year, okay? And you tell me yes or no for this team making the playoffs again, all right? So here's your list of playoff teams. Tell me in order, okay, based on conference ranking, as far as their standing, if they're going to make it again. The Chiefs.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, all right. So. No, I'm just, you got to start somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
The Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Maybe.
They were 12-4.
They're like the Patriots. They're like the Patriots. So maybe. What is Roethlisberger going to be? He's a year older. You
I would
saw
say
what
yes.
he was.
I would
okay.
say yes.
I would say no on them. How's
okay.
that?
All right. Because I kind of like the way you're thinking, Glenn. Okay. So Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
Shaky again.
I'm going to say no to the Tennessee Titans.
Rely too much on a running back.
Improve their defense.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they're. How about Cleveland?
Yeah, they're borderline.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. How about the Indianapolis Colts with a new quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, we think that all the same teams are made the playoffs last year out of the AFC are going to make it. So it's going to be the exact same lineup.
Well, no, it most likely won't.
No, that's my point. It won't.
It won't. But we don't know. I mean, there could be like you last year, Cleveland. Nobody believed in Cleveland. We're talking about Cleveland. Ah, they're going to fall apart. They're not going to make the playoffs. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe a team like Denver. I have no clue. So, maybe they're better. Maybe San Diego. Or what are they called? L.A.? Maybe L.A. Is Miami there? See, the Patriots are there. So I think that there are two or three teams that you sit there and say, no question about it, they're in the playoffs.
So here's the problem I have with
that. No, I would say there are just, I say three teams.
No question.
Three teams, and those teams would be Kansas City, Buffalo, and I would even say, no, I'm going to say Buffalo. Kansas City, Buffalo, and I would say Baltimore. Those are playoff teams.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't think Tennessee?
Three. No, I think Tennessee... they're going into their third year now. Okay, they made the playoffs the last 2 years. They strike me as a team that deals with injuries, has still a talented team, but they just can't get out of their own way, and they're 8-8. I think Cleveland's the same way. I think Indy, a lot of expectations. I think they're probably not going to make the playoffs. And then you have the other teams that didn't make it that were really close. Miami, they were 10-6. The Raiders, do they ever figure it out? They were 8-8.
So here's the reason I think that both Tennessee and Indianapolis make the playoffs, because they get two games apiece against the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, the Jaguars may have the number one pick overall in the draft. They're still not ready, and he's probably not ready to compete against those two teams. So they're going to win a majority of their games in the division. I think that's a problem when you look at the AFC East. For Miami, for New England, and Buffalo, it's a tougher division. You got one team that's the pansy, and that would be the Jets again. You have the same problem in the AFC North, do you not? Steelers, Ravens, and Browns. And then you have the team you can pick on the Bengals.
Just as a player, usually the team that overachieved the year before usually comes down to earth the next year. Like the teams,
I would agree.
The teams that aren't like perennials. Like, so the Pittsburgh Steelers, they figured it out. They know how it works. The Kansas City Chiefs, you're not going to knock them off. Like, even if they have a bad year, maybe they don't have a first round bye, but they're in the playoffs and you're worried about them. Tennessee and Baltimore, is that other team, Lamar Jackson alone.
So are you saying the Patriots should be a playoff team? You're surprised about these odds.
100%.
Minus 155 is big odds that they're not going
to
be there.
And I will
point
to this.
It's not minus 110. It's minus 155.
Yeah, and Lou, they were 7-9 last year. They are so primed for a pendulum swing that it's just the way it works. You're 7-9, terrible circumstances, no talent whatsoever. You are four games better than you were last year. That is what they are. Four games right,
maybe
better.
11-6 doesn't get it done. 11-5 didn't last
year.
Well,
everyone's going to have an extra loss, too. So, I mean, like, it's still – I'm not going to look at it just because they have an extra game. So, you're telling me 11-6 doesn't get them in? 11-6 doesn't get you in?
11-6 might be an issue.
I mean, normally,
so basically, that's 10-6.
I would say yes, okay? But what we saw last year with 11-5, I don't know how you can discount that. But, yeah, I think 11 wins should get you in, but it's not guaranteed. I think 12 is a guarantee.
I'll tell you this, though.
I don't think they're 12-5 football team.
All you have to do is look at what each team's record is within the division. That really decides whether you're going to be a contender or not. Buffalo was 6-0 in the division. Miami, New England, 3-3. The Jets were 0-6. You can go to each one of these divisions. We were talking about Tennessee and Indianapolis, 5-1, 4-2. The other teams were 2-4 and 1-5. It really comes down to how many games do you think the Patriots can win in the division? If they're going to the playoffs, they can't be 3-3. They can't be 3-3. They can't be. I'm looking around right now. Those are the teams that do not make the playoffs. You got to win 4 or 5 games, I think, within the division. All right, we got a lot to get to, plus a crazy thing that Mike Lombardi is throwing out there. I wonder if anybody actually is buying this. We're going to get to all of that. It is the Friday edition of OMF. It's the big fella's favorite day of the week. Should be yours as well at 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier, back to OMF on EEI.
When you look at all of the intangibles he has, the accuracy, the preparation, the alleged photographic memory, do all of those make up for where his shortcomings when it comes to athleticism?
I would say yes, and I would say partly because I don't think he's as unathletic as some people might make him out to be. I remember going to the combine last year, a year ago, and talking to some opposing SEC players about him. And kind of the thought was, this guy's a little bit sneaky fast. He can kind of run out there and do some things in the pocket that might surprise you. And so I don't think he's starting from ground zero and having to make up everything with his intangibles and his off-field stuff and all that. I think he's adequately athletic to be a quarterback in the NFL. He might surprise some people in terms of that department.
People are all over the place with Mac Jones. That is Mike Rodak. He used to cover the Patriots up here. He works down there in Alabama right now and covers that team. He's on Early Edition. We like to call it the Trenny Show over there in NBC Sports Boston.
Photographic memory. When, who said Mac Jones had a photographic memory?
Do you remember, guys?
Who said that?
We've quoted this guy.
He's a quarterback now. He's a lot of things.
Photographic memory?
Yeah, no.
It's a stretch, is it not?
Yeah, he's your guy now.
He is my guy. I guess I should pile on.
He's the Patriot guy. So now, of course, he's got a photographic memory. And
yeah, I think a lot of things change when you put on the uniform.
If San Fran drafted him, we would say he's an idiot.
Exactly. This is the same Mike Rodak that we've quoted in the past, is basically saying that if the Patriots draft him, should be in the second round.
I think the tough part for him is that he might be being elevated a little bit higher than where he should go. And I think that top half of the first round should be reserved for the guys like Mahomes, those sort of quarterbacks who can, when the play breaks down, make those ridiculous sidearm throws that we see out of Mahomes, run around and just make things happen in a way that other quarterbacks can't.
I'm telling you, they're all over the place.
So this guy thought he was late first, maybe second.
And now he loves them.
And that's the same guy.
Same guy.
Okay.
You're taking a little bit of a risk right there. And if I was them, I'd rather take him at 20, 25, 30.
I'll give you another one, though. I looked up the schedule. Alabama hasn't played a single football game from those two quotes, in between those two quotes.
So nothing's changed.
No, they haven't played a single football game. But you're reading a bunch of guys. Mike Sando.
Cam got better in the offseason.
Yeah,
so.
Talking about Cam Newton versus Mac Jones. I don't think Mac Jones sees the field for a while. Others think he'll be out there from day one. They go back and forth. So we bring in our guy, Mike Lombardi, because we all know Mike Lombardi has connections down there in Foxborough. And listen to what he thinks about the Patriots quarterback room.
To do. He's not going to give anybody a job, whether he picks them 15th or he picks them 1500th. They're going to have to earn it. And Mac Jones is going to have to go in there and earn it. And I think it'll be a great quarterback room for them. I think they have great competition in the room, and we'll see what he can do.
Huh? You know, based on what? Yeah, we played that a couple days ago too, and it was like, great quarterback room. Great? Like, great quarterback room?
He said good, right?
Is it even a good quarterback room? Like it's a great quarterback room?
And I think it'll be a great quarterback room for
Mac Jones, a rookie.
I take it back, he did
that,
say great.
Yeah, right. that we hope, you know what I mean, is a good player, is a good quarterback. But we already kind of know what Cam is, and I guess Bill told us last year what Jared Stidham was. How's that a great quarterback room?
I mean, it is. It is the old tried and true phrase of based on what?
I mean, geez.
Based on what?
Based on what?
Yeah. Why is it a great? Because if you say great quarterback room, I can remember some great quarterback rooms where you had young, you had old, you had a starter that was never losing his job, paired with a veteran older quarterback that was okay mentoring another quarterback that was just on the roster that you just drafted, that he was, stringing along slowly. Those are great quarterback rooms.
A great quarterback room was Tom Brady in there and watching what Jimmy Garoppolo did, albeit for a game and a half, and then Jacoby Brissett for a third-string rookie to come in and actually play a football game, win a game. We know he didn't do much, but still, like that is a great quarterback room. You got three guys that have played games in the NFL. One of them looked really good for a game and a half. The other one got by. You had Brady. Yeah. That is a great quarterback room.
Yeah, but that quarterback room without Tom Brady is not a great quarterback room. It's a suspect quarterback room, even though guys have played one game or one and a half games each. So to have a great quarterback room, you have to have a real good starter. They don't have that.
You should probably start with that.
You have to have that. They have maybe number 30th best quarterback starter in the NFL, right? Then they have two kids who have never started an NFL game. 30. One of them is barely
played.
He's
31 and 32 if he's 30.
Well, it's a good point. I'm trying to get Lou. He's a nice guy, and he's a good dresser, and I'm trying to give him a little advantage on
him. I'm not 32.
So unless you're going to tell me that Mac Jones is going to start right out of the gate, and he is going to become, at least right out of the gate, a middle of the pack or better than middle of the pack starting quarterback in the National Football League, forget about having a great quarterback room. They don't have a good quarterback room.
So yeah, and that's the thing. So what has changed? So going into the draft, like I guess going into the draft, before you drafted a quarterback, where would you rank your quarterback room? Cam Newton and Jared Stidham?
Last.
Wouldn't
certainly
it be?
Next to last, maybe.
I mean, I guess like
maybe.
The Jets hadn't drafted Zach Wilson yet.
They
literally had nobody.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're telling me Ryan Fitzpatrick and Taylor Heineke? Kyle Allen's on a better quarterback room in Washington? You know, I don't know what you think about Daniel Jones, but I'm just saying, like, you look at it, and I look at Houston, I still say Deshaun Watson's their quarterback.
Right.
And I look at David Mills and Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
But before the draft, you had Cam and Stidham. You were the 32nd best quarterback room in the league, or 31st. You know, so now you add Mac Jones, and now it's a, I agree. Listen, if Mac Jones comes out and plays like Justin Herbert, and you got Cam behind him and Stidham, all right, now you got a good quarterback room. But we don't know
still
that yet. Like the 32nd best quarterback room, you draft Mac Jones, and all of a sudden now you have a great quarterback room?
Well, I mean, it is funny how Mac Jones is getting better as every day passes.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
It is amazing how he's got a photographic memory.
Ossie was Gronk a week after the draft.
Yeah, he's got a photographic memory. He completes every single pass. Again, I keep going back to to all the tweets that showed all these draft prospects throwing incompletions, getting sacked, holding on to the ball too long, fumbling the ball, overthrowing a receiver. Those are the ones you say, oh, so every play isn't an automatic touchdown? He's become smarter. You're finding more about his personality. Like, he's just a warrior. Like, he's just like, he's a competitor.
Thrown out of a sorority game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like, yeah, again, it's like, now you'll start hearing all these backstories. And it's like, it's so, okay, so fine. You know, you're going to have everyone needs to kind of take a step back. The photographic memory doesn't exist. Nobody has a photographic memory. But when it comes to Sean quarterback McVay. Rooms, I mean, listen, you could just use past Patriot quarterback rooms. And I can just list off a bunch of veteran quarterbacks. Vinny Testaverde, Doug Flutie, Damian Heward.
But they all hit. They all hit. Hold on. But Tom Brady was the quarterback.
I know,
correct?
Just the fact that you had like guys that you kind of like knew, like the backups. The backups were good. The backups were starters in other locations. Flutie was a starter. Vinny was a starter. Matt Castle started. Damon left here and started in Kansas City. All these guys, they all started when they left. Jacoby Brissett, Jimmy Garoppolo. These are guys that have a future in the league, and they're just kind of keeping the seat warm.
See, my point with the good quarterback and the great quarterback that Lombardi said, he also used the word, they're going to have a very competitive quarterback room. Well, guess what? When you have a competitive quarterback room, it tells me you don't have a number one quarterback.
But really, I mean,
a bona fide number one guy.
And we know what Cam is. Again, Bill's told us what Stidham is by the way he's used him.
Yeah.
So if it's that competitive, I mean, if it's that competitive, like if Mac Jones is actually competing with what they have right now, isn't that a bad sign?
Yes, of course.
Like
it
really shouldn't be competitive. Mac Jones should go in there and show them why he was picked in the first round, why he was the 15th pick in the draft, you know, why he had the year that he had last year. And it really shouldn't be a competition if it's that great of a room. You should have a clear-cut number one and serviceable guys behind him.
Every time any team that has a quarterback controversy, it always tells you they don't have a franchise quarterback. Competitive, using competitive quarterback room and great quarterback room in the same paragraph is a huge mistake because it doesn't work.
I think they have great competition in the room.
All right, we're going to delve into it a little bit deeper because we don't want to just leave it on the surface. So we will get into some of the quarterback rooms and find out, do the Patriots really have a great quarterback room? Is there anybody out there that can sell us on the Patriots having a great quarterback room? We get to it next right here on OMF.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get social. Facebook.com/WEEI and WEEI Sports on Instagram. Now more of OMF on EEI.
That was a perfect fit. You know, although he went 15th, I think that, you know, sometimes, I'm not talking about him, but, you know, sometimes it's better for a player to wait to go to the right team than you know, go high and go to their own team. I think that was a great fit for him. Very smart, can operate within the offense. Obviously, was surrounded with some great players. Steve Sarkisian did a good job, made some great decisions. Is mobile, can avoid the rush. You know, he's not like Joe. I mean, he's very similar to Joe Burrow.
Coach Joe reminds him of Joe Burrow.
His guy. Well, let's put it this way:
talk about it, JoJo.
I've heard a lot of people say this, that he goes to he's a perfect fit. He goes to the perfect team. Would we not be saying that if the Patriots had drafted any one of those other guys? Because people have great respect for Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels and the offense.
Yeah, but this one was teed up just real nicely for him because of not only just the pictures that were being sent around, and he's got a terrible body, he's not real athletic, you know, that whole thing. He was a third-string quarterback at one point in time when he was at Alabama. No one thought he was ever going to play. Tua gets hurt. He comes in and he plays. He plays with the last four games. And then they bring in this ultra-stud five-star guy, and he ends up beating that dude out in the spring game and becomes a starter. So I think that you can draw a lot more comparisons to Mac Jones and Brady than you can Justin Fields or Trey Lance or Zach Wilson. Just use the unathletic angle, and you got the comparison on a tee.
The flabby body with that picture with him with a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah, he's got a dad body, and he's like 22. Yeah,
right.
It shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
He's at Alabama. He should be ripped. They can't put him on like a protein-only diet shred him up a little
college,
bit?
College, you know what it is? It's like, you know, the two-for-one pizza specials. You know what I mean?
So no, like, I know, but it's like every other quarterback is somehow just Jalen Hurts should have been an Olympic weightlifter. His dad was like some just jacked up dude, but AJ McCarron was not. All the other quarterbacks before Tua were your basic run of the mill, non athletic, and you know, in the big scheme of things, non athletic, you know, statuesque type quarterback. Well, so they were.
We like to delve into these topics when we get here on the OMF.
Oh, we like to dig deep, Glenn.
So I'm going to give you some quarterback rooms, and you guys tell me whether the Patriots quarterback room is better than these rooms in 2021. How about the Chiefs?
Jesus. Oh, come on. You really starting okay,
don't start with the Chiefs. How about this? I would tell you this, okay? 32 teams in the league.
Sure.
You are about anywhere from debatable 28 to 30. So I'm going to call you 29. The 29th best quarterback room in the league. And so that's why the odds are you don't make the playoffs.
So let me run
That's
off.
Why people don't think you're going to win the East. That's why people aren't sure you're a playoff team.
Right. I agree. So let me run off 17 quickly then, because I think they're no-brainers that are better quarterback rooms than the Patriots. And it's got nothing to do with the backup quarterback in every one of these. It's all your starting
quarterback. They're no-brainers.
It's all that matters. Kansas City, Green Bay, though remains to be seen, could be a wild offseason. The Bills, the Chargers, Seahawks, Rams, who have a new quarterback from Detroit, the Ravens, the Browns, the Bucks, the Cowboys, the Cardinals, the Raiders, the Titans, the Jaguars, with a number one pick overall, and I think we all think he's still better than Cam Newton right now, and probably Mac Jones as well. You've got the Steelers.
Well, they got Gardner Minshew back there, too, who's probably better
That's
than
right. Him. Another good point. Steelers. We'll see what Roethlisberger looks like. Right. Falcons, 49ers.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo with a young kid that's going to be learning on the job. All right. These are teams that you might be able to have an argument with. So tell me if any of you guys have an argument. I'll start with the Saints because that's an interesting quarterback room. in the Jameis Winston, probably going to be the starter. But Taysom Hill has been an effective guy as a specialty and backup quarterback. So it's really a 1 and 1A quarterback.
So this,
and Trevor Siemian is their
third. It sort of depends on what you think of the Patriots, right? I mean, if you believe that Mac Jones is in a redshirt year, okay, then who are they better than?
If you're just using Cam Newton.
Yeah, if he doesn't.
If you're
play.
Just using Cam Newton, if you well, listen, if you
and I mean, so let's just say he's okay. He's a rookie. He's not going to light it up like a Justin Herbert. He's just he's okay. I mean, but you know, is he going to play? When he does play, is he just that okay? So that's the way I look at it. So I look at Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, saying they got a better quarterback room than you.
Well, the weird thing is we're going on
Carson Wentz better than you.
Yes, we're going on what Lombardi tells
and
us.
He was awful last year.
That Lombardi calls the Patriots a great quarterback room, and yet Lombardi also said the other day. It's going to be a redshirt year for Mac Jones.
Right.
So how does those two things?
You really have to filter out all the I owe you comments from Mike Lombardi. There's so many I owe you. You made my life. You helped me with my career. I'm indebted to you. Comments that exist. They don't have a great quarterback room. No. It's insane.
So where would you put him? The fact is 29
said that
fair? Is that too harsh?
Tell me who has the worst quarterback.
Well, okay, I'll give you the worst on the list. Panthers right now. Sam Darnold and Will Greer. I don't think anybody was convinced in New York that Sam Darnold was a franchise quarterback. Now, maybe, you know, with a new coach, maybe it all changes down there with the Panthers. So I guess you could question whether they're above the Patriots or below.
You know what? So if you're going to ask me who has the worst quarterback room, I think it's the Jets.
And you don't know what Zach Wilson is.
You know, because you have Zach Wilson, that's then it. Your other two quarterbacks are James Morgan and Mike White.
Yeah, who? See, Jacksonville has
exactly.
Jacksonville has Gardner Minshew.
Who's that?
They have a guy that actually started. Right.
But I was thinking, like, I agree with you. The Washington football team. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, Taylor Heineke.
But Ryan
Kyle Allen,
is
that's a better
they're
room
they're
than
better.
You.
It they're is. Better than you.
That's a better room
so
than
the,
you.
So yes. If you start from the back end and work your way to number one, I think you have a better chance because, to me, the Jets are the worst.
Well, that's what I did. Like, who's worse than them? What about the Eagles, Jalen Hurts and Joe Flacco?
I think that's another one that's pretty crappy because Flacco ain't going anywhere.
No.
He had one good game against you, the Patriots, when he played him, but after that, he never saw
it. How about Daniel Jones in New York? Is he better than what you got?
No.
Might be.
Yeah, you can have a debate.
So that's the point. Like
he's up and down, though.
Right. And I look at the Texans and say they got Deshaun Watson. You know, right. I know Tyrod Taylor, David Mills, they got Deshaun Watson. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just talking about their room right now. He's in it. He might not play, but he's in it. It's like Joe Burrow. I know he's got an ACL. He might not play. That's their quarterback room. So is it going into this year? They're a mess, okay? But still, I look at it and say, you know, they're still – I thought they were 32 before the draft, and you drafted Mac Jones, and you're still 28 – 29.
Yeah,
and we think they're a playoff team. That's why I agree with those numbers
so
they're not.
Here's the difference, Christian, with the Jets that you brought up. It is more likely that Zach Wilson plays, right? Even though there's some questions about his competition.
He's a starter.
That's right. So it's more likely he plays this year and starts than Mac Jones. So he's going to get an opportunity.
Older guy.
Right. So the question is he better than Cam Newton?
No.
Okay,
he is not.
I agree with
you. He's a rookie quarterback and with a rookie head coach with a bunch of new rookie other head coaches.
So Texas says the Broncos quarterback room sucks. Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke.
Oh, they're better than you. They're better than you.
Drew Locke was better coming into Foxborough.
So what did you have him at 29?
Yeah.
I think it's about right.
Yeah. So and you think they're going to win 11?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, but hold on. But there's more to it than I would say that the Patriots do. Wait, where did you have them last year then?
32.
Okay, and they won 7 games.
Yeah, and listen,
so you had
I don't want to hear,
worst?
Though, they could have won the extra
oh God,
three because they could have lost an extra three.
Luke,
they were 7-win team.
Four is a huge increase.
You had the worst, to your opinion, the worst quarterback
Agreed.
Room in the NFL.
Yes.
And they won 7 games.
And if you have a decent quarterback room, you are right. You go up 4 or 5 wins, but you don't. You still have an awful quarterback room, and so you go up 2 or 3. And you're 9-10-win team.
Christian, let me ask
you. Your quarterback doesn't bump you up the way your roster should.
You can't give me 3. You got to say.
10.
You got to say they're no better. If you're, to your
I say 10. 10-7. That ain't going to make it.
So I have them winning 11.
Well, maybe it makes. But that's the difference between a playoff team or not. 10 definitely doesn't make the playoffs. They're not a playoff team. 10 wins.
So let me ask you this question, Christian. You saw Cam Newton last year. Do you believe he's going to be a lot better this year?
I think he's going, yes, ultimately he will be better. He'll still look like crap, but I think he'll make better plays just because he has more help. And that's it. I still think he's going to, I don't think he can throw better, become more accurate. I think the receivers that he has and the ability of Josh McDaniels to create plays and throw guys open is going to be an asset to him.
To win four more games than they won last year, and granted, there is one more game on the schedule, he has to be a hell of a lot better. You just don't win in this league. You can have talent, and you can't win unless you have a quarterback play. So either he is much better, so they can go from 7 wins with him as quarterback to 11, and he was actually 7-8. He wasn't 7-9 last year. Or Mac Jones has to be able to be plugged into the starting lineup and be damn good right out of the gate. And I'm sorry, I think he might be good 2-3 years from now. I think it's a lot to ask to him to go in there and be really good in year one and improve this team from 7 to 11 wins.
Just want to double check with you guys. Do all three of you believe the Saints and the Colts, led by Jameis and Carson Wentz, have better quarterback rooms than the Patriots here this season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Wentz can be good at
that. Yeah, I think Carson. Are we going to forget that Carson Wentz was close really to good. Being an MVP before he blew his knee out?
I'll tell you what we forget. But we forget that last year in Philly, every single guy he had to throw to and hand the ball off to got hurt.
Hurt. Yeah, they had more injuries than anybody.
Like, everyone that they went into the year. Like, they all went down. Even what's his name? The running back. Like, he got hurt after a few weeks. All the wide everyone was down. Everybody got hurt. Ertz was miserable. Goddard was good for him, but that was it.
So I'll give you the Colts
one. Everyone.
Let's move on to the Saints. You believe Mr. 30 for 30, Jameis Winston, that quarterback room is better than Cam Newton?
That's a W.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to win as many games as they won last year. They're not going to win as many games. And what they're doing is they use another guy. So they kind of use a system that works for them. And I think not Jameis is better, but Jameis and Taysom Hill together? Yes.
Taysom Hill's thrown like 40 passes in his career. He's not a quarterback.
Yeah, no, but you know what he is? He's a change of pace guy.
He's a gimmick guy. He's a gimmick guy.
He's a change of pace guy that allows you. No, I think it works. I do.
Again, you go back to Mac Jones. Does he play this year? I don't know.
Yes.
So I would ask you, I mean, does it turn out, you say Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill, are they better than Cam Newton and Jared Stidham? I mean, hello. That's an obvious yes. Am I wrong? It's obvious.
If the quarterback
so then Mac
stays,
Jones, I don't know how he mixes into this thing, but those two are definitely better than Stidham and Cam.
If you think that adding Mac Jones, if he's not going to play, gives you nothing, then you really should put the Patriots at 32 again.
Yeah, but I only move them up a couple because there's a touch of promise. That there's a touch that we might actually get what we want.
And Zach Wilson is
and
a
Zach
rookie.
Wilson plays more
yeah.
than maybe a lot of people think. That's all. Yeah, so I mean, I look at a guy like Taysom Hill and those two guys. Yeah, I think they're better. I think they're better than you.
That's not for talk show debate. What do you guys think?
Yeah, what do you guys think,
Tommy? So let's get to some phone calls because people want to talk about this, and there are some people who actually believe the Patriots have, I think, a great quarterback room. Let's get to the calls. Here's Matt. Matt's in Rhode Island here on EEI. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just before I get to my Patriots take, I was driving in early this morning, and Lou. ESPN Radio featured your call with Verdugo last night, and I think Fox might be calling you soon. Hopefully, you're my second favorite baseball player to come out of Providence College, so I figured I'd cash you up real quick.
What was it, a Verdugo call?
Yeah, the Verdugo call last night. They always run through all the games, and they just featured that on ESPN Radio this morning.
You're famous. It was. Hey, did you hear it in Australia?
I mean, it made it sound like I was going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I know. Same thing. You said something bad. All right, what do you want?
Happy Friday. So anyway, this is my take on. I really feel like Mac Jones has to beat Cam out significantly in camp to get that starting job.
Great.
Reason being, I feel as though the offense that they're going to be running will kind of allow Cam to. I do agree with what you just said, Chris, and that he has more weapons, but I think it's to allow him to kind of, get away a little bit more, especially if they win games, right? I mean, ball control to the two tight ends and running the ball. So, I don't know if Mac sees the field if, he doesn't beat him out significantly in camp. As we saw last year, I assume he's going to be better than Stidham, but, Stidham never, got on the field unless he was coming in the middle of the game to get Cam out of there. So, thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right. You should. You better.
It's just hard to believe that Mac Jones right out of the gate is going to be brilliant. Let's go back and look at Tom Brady. When Tom Brady started playing, he wasn't brilliant right out of the gate. He was good.
He didn't have a photographic memory.
Oh, man.
We're going to get to that. He was able to work with what they needed him to do, and they probably kept him contained in a box. But to expect this guy to come in and take over from Cam Newton, as bad as Cam Newton was last year, I think might be a little too much to ask right out of the gate. Here's David in the car. David.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking the call. So here's my intake in this whole thing about Mac Jones. I do believe that the Patriots have a great quarterback room with him in it. He's smarter than Cam. Okay? This guy beat – he is. He's a smarter football player. Guys, Bledsoe played the first game when he got drafted. Is Mac Jones any less of a player than Bledsoe was? He was a statue on the field.
There's a difference in that you have gotten aggressive in the offseason. You've spent a lot of money, and you've put together a team that you want to make the playoffs this year, as opposed to having a team that's not real good. I mean, the Jets can throw Zach Wilson out there and say, we can still win three games, but we have hope, and we have a future, and the kid's going to learn on the job. You can't do that with Mac Jones, with a team that you want to win and make it into the playoffs.
If Mac Jones beats out Cam during training camp, okay, why shouldn't he not beat the starter? We saw what Cam can do. I'm sorry, Cam is not the answer.
No, David, listen, I agree with you 100%. You still think they're a great quarterback room. My guess is that you believe Mac Jones will start week one, and he's going to be a good rookie quarterback, and you're going to have guys like Cam Newton and Jared Stidham behind him. If he goes out and plays like, say, Herbert did last year with those two guys, if Cam still stays on his team, then they'll have a very good quarterback room. I would agree with you.
Again, though, and that was a pretty good team personnel-wise.
Without Mac, they have the worst quarterback room.
How many games did Herbert win last year? So they didn't win an awful lot of games. Yeah, they didn't win a lot of games. But he was good. You're right. I think in this case, Bill Belichick has built the team that he expects to win, as Christian said, 11, maybe 12 games.
You know, I was just looking at that's right. You were asking before, Tyler, you asked about like Taysom Hill.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm looking at some of these 18 for 23, 27 for 37. 28 for 38.
That's pretty good.
Last year, he threw 72 completion percentage, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. And he ran for 8 touchdowns and almost 500 yards.
That's why, Lou, they fear the run.
He, Taysom Hill, is better than Cam.
Yes, I agree.
He is.
He is.
And then you got Winston. So, no question, they got a better run.
Yeah, but I would say Taysom Hill also has the advantage of you know, coming in with an already kind of set up play that is scripted for success ultimately. But I would say, but he completes them. So if Cam Newton was doing the same thing, could he complete the passes that Taysom Hill completed? Listen, I agree with you.
They probably dumped it down for Taysom too, but he's completing 78, 72, 73% of the passes.
So you know what people are going on? Because they're looking at that picture, and you talked about a dad body. I'm not even sure it's a dad body. It is, you know, it's kind of loose and all over the place, and he's got the cigar. But everybody keeps on telling us how smart he is. He's the smartest guy in the world. Is that enough to go into the National Football League? I'm going to throw this one at the big fella, and we got some evidence that he might have a photographic mind. This hour of OMF brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXTWIN or online at windowworldofboston.com.